US 99, we got Dawn on the phone from J-Town, Joliet. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
Man, look at you. You sound wide awake. You are ready to enjoy your weekend.
I sure am ready to drop this off, and I am headed home.
What are you dropping off?
I have a load that I'm actually dropping off at a shipper. I am a truck driver, a semi-truck.
Oh, do I have to do it? Am I that little kid in the station wagon next to you, putting my arm up and down? Give me that horn, Dawn. Well, I got to tell you, Dawn, I'm going to be having a phenomenal weekend because I put a pair of shorts on this morning, and guess what?
What?
I found $6 in my pocket!
Woohoo!
I am rich, Dawn. Give me another horn real fast. Has that ever happened to you when you put some shorts on you haven't worn in a while and you found some money?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I remember one time I had, I switch wallets all the time, and I didn't have any money this one day, and I just happened to switch wallets, and I'm like, $20, score, I am in it to win it.
Boom, $20 richer. Dawn, were you considering retiring at any point when you found that $20?
I thought I could, but then I thought, man, gotta keep on keeping on.
You're like, damn, mortgage payment.
What's your story? Call Stiles and Roman at 312-946-4995. U.S. 99.
Chicago's hottest country, U.S. 99, a couple minutes away. We'll say 8:15 this morning. We're going to continue to do it. $1,000. We call it 12K a day. But I found a couple bucks in a pair of shorts this morning. Call us up, 312-946-4995. Emily, good morning.
I'm good. How are you guys?
You're not doing better than me because I found $6 in my pocket.
Isn't that the best?
It really is. I legit can't do anything with $6, but it definitely put a smile on my face.
It does. You could totally buy a beer with that.
One beer.
One.
What am I supposed to do with just one beer?
True. You need to have more than one.
So have you ever found any money?
I can't remember where I was going, but I found a 20 on the street. And I was so excited because it was like a $20 bill, not just like a $1, you know, one or five, whatever.
Did you kind of like look to the right and the left and look all the way around to make sure that no one was looking when you bent down to pick up that bill?
I kind of looked around because like it's a 20, you know, like that's a lot of money to be found on the street.
So what did you do with that crisp $20 bill?
Definitely spent it on beer.
See, you can buy multiple beers with 20.
Yes, multiple.
With $6, you can only buy, like, I don't know, maybe two, if that.
Maybe two, yeah. Not even one at Wrigley Field.
Kenny Chesney tickets, 8:50, about 30 minutes away. Good morning, it's US 99 and Stiles and Roman. Michelle on the phone, oh, from Harwood Heights. I grew up right around there by the Harlem Irving Plaza.
It's a great place to grow up and shop.
Mr. Beef right there on Harlem. Woo!
It's delicious.
Oh, so good. My stomach is growling right now. All right, so I found $6 in my pocket, and I think I'm having an amazing day. What did your sister find?
She found $2,000 in an unmarked envelope in Vegas.
That just sounds like some shady stuff was going on. What did she do with it?
Went and got some souvenirs for her nieces and nephews.
Yeah, right. Don't lie to me, Michelle. You guys went to Thunder Down Under. Come on.
We almost did. We didn't make it.
Radio. We're legit about 7 to 8 days away. How about it, man? A week from tomorrow. Kenny Chesney, Thomas Rhett, Old Dominion, they are playing a Soldier Field, and we want you to be there. 12 minutes away. 8:50. Wait, is that right? Yeah, 12. Yeah, that's right. 8:50. We are going to have tickets for you, but let's go to the phones right now. 312-946-4995. Emily from Lyle. How are you doing?
Doing great.
You're not doing better than me because I found $6 in my pocket this morning. You know, I don't want to brag or anything, but I'm thinking about maybe supersizing my combo meal this weekend. What can I really buy with $6?
Maybe an ice cream cone.
There you go. That would be nice. What did you find, Camille?
One time when I was cleaning my room, I looked in one of my purses and I found a $100 bill.
What?
Yep.
How rich are you, Camille, that you didn't even realize that you misplaced $100?
I honestly don't even remember receiving it. I don't know who would have given that to me or where it would have came from.
Camille, you are opening up a whole different topic now. 312-946-4995. What did Camille do to get that $100 bill?
I did nothing.
US 99. Art band.